If you're a first-time author about to go on tour, or if you like some cheap beer with your books, here's a story for you. In an attempt to attract audiences to readings by first-time authors, an Arizona bookseller has taken the readings out of bookstores and put them into bars, clubs, and theaters. Andrea Shea reports.
The lights are low and the music's loud. The scene here at Jimmy Tingle's Off-Broadway Theater in Somerville, Massachusetts, feels like the lead-up to a rock show. Tonight's reading kicks off the third annual First Fiction Tour. It's a Lollapalooza-style event that takes four new authors to six cities.
As I hope you all know by now, your first drink of this evening is on the house, and we hope that you'll stay after the readings to talk with the authors and hopefully purchase copies of their books.
The writers are promoted almost like rock stars. Their names and book titles are splashed on posters, T-shirts, and coasters. Edward Schwarzschild is one of them. His debut novel is called Responsible Men. His protagonist is Nathan.
Just a few things you need to know about Nathan. Nathan is 13 years old. He's just been bar mitzvahed. He's been forced by his family for the summer to join a troop of kosher Boy Scouts.
The first fiction tour is organized by Cindy Dash. By day, she coordinates events at the Changing Hands bookstore in Tempe, Arizona. Dash thinks a lot of people, especially young people, see reading as geeky and book readings as even geekier. She was especially frustrated by the abysmal turnout for readings by first-time authors at her store. Then one night, while crying in her beer, she had a eureka moment.
I was sitting in a bar listening to a terrible band, and the bar was packed with people. And I sat there saying, how is it that a terrible band could get an audience and a great author can't? And I thought, well, maybe it's the alcohol, or maybe it's the beer, or maybe it's the fact that they're in a dark, fun place. So I tried it.
Dash put five authors in a bar in Phoenix, offered 5-cent drinks, and over 100 people showed up. The next year, she took the show on the road, partnering with other independent booksellers. Miranda Beverly Whittemore is on the current tour with her new novel, The Effects of Light. She's surprised at what it takes to get her book into readers' hands. She's also a little creeped out by the experience.
Reading's just scary. I mean, it's weird to get up by yourself in front of a room full of people and basically say, like, this is the thing I've poured my soul into. Now I'm going to read it out loud to you, and then you can ask me questions about it. I mean, that's very unusual that you do that in any kind of life.
Book tours, reviews, jacket blurbs, and word of mouth can help sell first-time authors, but still...
It's asking a lot of a reader to pay $25 for a book by someone they've never heard of.
Book news editor Charlotte Abbott covers trends and breakout books for Publishers Weekly. Hundreds of novels are published each year, and busy readers often rely on reviews, bestseller lists, and established authors for their diet of literature. So it's hard for first-timers to get any attention from the public, the media, or even their publishers. Abbott says a lot of new writers think they'll be on easy street once the book has gone to print.
You know, I think a lot of them also feel that they can just sort of sit back and relax at that point, and that the house will take care of it. The publisher knows how to publish. They'll set up the tour. They'll alert the media. And all the author has to do is sort of swan in wearing the right outfit at the right time with, you know, a few clever witticisms to pass around, and everything will fall into place.
Big publishing houses often provide first-time authors with some money and a publicist to help support their tours. The smaller companies don't always have the resources. The writers on the First Fiction Tour come from a combination of large and small publishers, and the houses are footing many of their bills. But a lot of authors are largely left to their own devices. Boston writer Steve Almond isn't part of the First Fiction lineup, but recalls when his first collection of short stories was published by a small house in 2002.
I paid for much of the travel myself. I took buses, you know, I took my car wherever I could. I slept on people's couches. It was very much a kind of punk rock style do-it-yourself tour. And in the end, it probably was the difference between selling 1,000 copies, you know, 500 of them bought by my mother, and probably 5,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that was a big deal. Like, I had to work really hard.
Today, Steve Almond organizes readings for himself and other authors at bars in the Boston area. He often pairs writers with rock bands. But he says there's a fine line between shaking up tradition and gimmickry.
if I did events where I felt like it was mostly about flirting, drinking, and the literature was just sort of your on-sale product, that would be pretty scummy. And that would be a disservice to what I'm really trying to do, which is just create more readers.
Every generation reinvents its relationship to books, says Publishers Weekly editor Charlotte Abbott. Yesterday's coffee houses and salons are today's bars and clubs.
It's savvy on the part of the booksellers to find readers where they are and not necessarily expect them to come into the store. I think there are some people who find bookstores as intimidating as a wine shop if you don't know what kind of wine you like.
Back at the podium, Matthew Carnahan has the audience warmed up with an excerpt from his novel, Serpent Girl. Described by his publisher as a story of freaks, geeks, and petty thieves, and a robbery gone dangerously awry.
Somehow when Dale said dude, it came up with huge quotation marks around it. I watched them bounce off the low, moldy interior of the Malibu. I laughed and opened the window to let them escape. Now they were free. It was the first and only bit of enjoyment I could remember on this hideous drug trip.
This coming week, the four authors on the first fiction tour head off to Seattle, Los Angeles, and Austin. Charlotte Abbott of Publishers Weekly has this gentle warning.
You think this is hard? The next step is harder.
Getting noticed as the author of a second book of fiction is almost impossible unless you're Jonathan Safran Foer, and the beer probably won't be as cheap the next time around. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.